Okay, so the Grand River Dam Authority is a state-owned, it's state-owned, but it's not actually funded by the taxpayers of Oklahoma. Is this correct?
At this point, it's a self-sustaining agency, a non-appropriated agency. So it does not take dollars from the general revenue fund to operate. But it is still owned by the state of Oklahoma.
And is there a bill filed in the legislature? I know the Tulsa World doesn't mention one, but is there one in the works?
Yes. Senator Greg Treat and I are running a bill that would simply allow the Secretary of Finance to have the ability to look at the sale of this state-owned property. It's absolutely not a mandate to sell. It's not a shall, but it is absolutely just enabling language that allows us to look at something like the Grand River Dam Authority and say, is this a core purpose of state government, like health care and public safety, to have a public utility providing electricity in the northeastern part of the state? Or would there be portions of this that could potentially go to a private entity, which would also put that area back on the ad valorem tax rolls? Because as a state-owned property, they're not.
If it were to be sold, would the money go back to the taxpayers? Would this go to help fund core services, or would this go for, I know we're, you know, our budget's in trouble. Would this?
Now, actually, that's kind of putting the cart before the horse.
Okay.
Excuse me, because this is merely enabling language to look at the issue. At this point in statute, we don't even have the ability to look at a sale or to consider it. So we put it under the purview of the Secretary of Finance to look at it. And obviously, there's a lot of factors to go into a consideration of something of this magnitude, because there's many things like the Lake Patrol at Grand Lake, things with the Army Corps of Engineers. Obviously, if something like this ever did happen, some of those would not be marketable to sell to private industry like the electric transmission would be. But that doesn't mean that there might be portions that really aren't a core service. You know, I receive my electricity from Oklahoma Gas and Electric in Mustang, Oklahoma, certainly not a state-owned entity. It has to compete on the statewide level for other entities that can come in, rural cooperatives and things. Because it's owned by a private entity, all the schools and the area in here are on ad valorem tax rolls. So Senator Treat and I had just discussed this summer of why are we in the business of doing this? Are we subsidizing electricity to municipalities in northeastern Oklahoma? So it's merely just to take a look, a better look. In the past, when people have done this, they've done a mandate to sell. That's absolutely not what we're doing, but we do think that it's imperative upon us to at least consider if this is a core service of state government.
And that's what the legislation is about, just opening up the conversation.
Absolutely. It would open up the conversation, and it would actually give the state the ability, if it was deemed viable, to sell portions or all of the entity, if that was the or break apart, whatever it would be, but it at least would give us the ability to consider it, because at this point we can't consider it. And I think that most people realize that at this point we're having a hard time funding core services, which are public safety and health care and infrastructure. And at this point, I think all things should be on the table to look at that would be worthy. There have been estimates that over the bonding capacity that it might be worth up to $1 billion. And of course, we wouldn't use that as one-time money to plug a budget hole. This is about a longer discussion about if you did ever do something like that, I'm sure you would put the money in an endowment and use it on interest, or you would use it over a several multi-year period for some purpose. But it's just something we need to look at.